Pacifico, Phil Henry.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. You caught me mid-task here as we're attempting to download a song for the appearance of Father James McCorders. We're going to continue to talk about this episode, this tragedy, this it seems like an American tragedy. The tragedy that unfolded in Sanford, Florida. And if you asking Phil Henry, well, how do you feel, Phil? I'll tell you. I mean, I was angry at the guy with the gun, not because he had a gun, because he was an idiot, because he was stupid, because this law that they passed in Florida, which is already a stupid law, if I'm hearing it right, I'm not saying that you shouldn't be able to defend yourself with a gun. You're allowed to defend yourself with a gun in the state of California, in the state of Arizona, and just about every state that I know of, there is an opportunity for a citizen to defend themselves using a gun. But in Florida, stand your ground. What does that mean? If you feel threatened, so any dumbass who feels threatened is allowed to pick a gun up and blow somebody away? I don't know. 877-876-PHIL is our number, as we are joined here by Father James McCorders from Belmar Academy in Glendale, California. We do thank you for being with us, Father. I guess it's a little bit of a different take on what we're talking about tonight.
The first thing I wanted to ask you, Phil, is if you had the song that I eventually am going to want to play for the people.
We do have it, yeah.
All right. This is a song that I first heard when I had, before I had left Ireland, and before I had encountered, really for the very first time, my congregation, the people that I would ultimately shepherd, in a very poor neighborhood in upstate New York, in a place called Syracuse, New York, as a very poor, poor Italian families. And there was a great deal of gun violence. And I remember this song very clearly, by this group, Lynyrd Skynyrd. Do you remember this group?
Of course. I played them when I was a disc jockey.
And if you remember the song, Phil, it was called Saturday Night Special. And it's got the song there. It's got the song.
One. This is it here, bud.
One. Yeah. And I would ask you to listen to the lyrics of the song here, Phil, as the man is singing a... Take all the guns and throw them into the bottom of the sea. It says, take the guns and throw them into the bottom of the sea. And that's what I'm preaching, if you want to say that I'm giving my homily here this evening, as you asked me to.
Well, I thought that we would talk about this situation.
Listen to
me. Like a black cat do. And two bodies lay.
This is a song about a man and a woman who are lying in bed together. They've had sex together. And the husband of the woman has found the man and has found the woman together. And the husband takes the Saturday Night Special. And you can hear, he shoots the man dead and he shoots the woman dead. And it's a tragedy because you can well imagine... Perhaps, and would you please tell the man to turn it down?
You can turn the music down, bud.
And you can well imagine that in the next room someplace, there's a child, or maybe there's two children, or three, or more, and they hear the fire, the firing of this weapon, and they hear the life being taken by their own father, as they take the life of their mother. And this is the gun violence of America. Now, I worked among people from the very time that I left the seminary, from the very time that I was granted my novitiate, and the first time that I walked as best as I could in the shoes of Christ. And I witnessed for myself so many people affected by this violence. And, Phil, I will tell you, if you ask me for a solution to this, it's to take those guns and to throw those guns in the ocean, as the song says.
Well,
And I know what you're going to say. You're going to say about the right to bear arms. You're going to talk about all of the constitutional issues. But I'm here to tell you about what God would want us to do. Doesn't that count for anything?
Well, Father, I know that God doesn't want us to kill each other. But I don't think that God wants us to stand there and be just a target for someone's violence, does he?
Bill, I'm talking to you now not just as your friend. I'm talking to you now as a priest. And you're a Catholic. And I know that not everyone in your audience is Catholic. But everyone in your audience, I suspect, maybe not everyone in your audience, but I would say quite a few people in your audience, I would say a lot of them are believers in a supreme being that we call God. And when I say to them that I'm a priest, and that I tell them that what God would want us to do is to throw the guns into the bottom of the ocean, are you sitting there and telling me, are you trying to tell me they're going to give me an argument? Are you telling me that they're going to laugh at me? That they're going to look into the face of the priest and they're going to laugh? Are you saying they'll look into the eyes of a priest and laugh? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, I'm not saying. I'm saying that...
But are you saying that...
Well, hold on, Father. What I'm saying is that they are going to say, Father, you know...
But are they going to be mealy-mouthed about it? Because that's the way you sound. You're sounding mealy-mouthed.
What do you mean I'm sounding mealy-mouthed?
Well, you're going, Father. Spit it out, lad. If you're going to be a man, then...
I believe that we should be allowed to bear arms, yes.
You believe that even after I said what I said to you, you were raised Catholic, you know that I'm a Catholic priest. Boy.
Well, if you're asking my honest opinion...
I asked for your honest opinion, but I also asked you to consider that who you are saying it to. Do you know who you're saying it to?
I'm saying it to Father James McCorders.
What's the first part of that, though?
Father.
There you go. And you've got the guts to say to me that you would go against what I have said to you as a priest.
And well, what is, you know, I got to ask you a question. What is being a priest?
What do you mean, what is being a priest?
What does that represent? If you're a priest, does that mean you're right all the time?
It means when I speak on ecclesiastical matters, and when I speak on matters of liturgy, that I am speaking for Jesus. And if you ask me, does that mean that I'm always right? I would say I'm not always right. I'm not saying that I'm always right. I'm saying that Jesus is right.
So Jesus wants us to take the guns and...
Don't, Phil, don't demean and don't you dare blaspheme or mock the word of God.
I'm not doing that.
Well, you said, what you're saying is it sounded smart-ass. It sounded like you're...
I apologize. I didn't want to sound that way.
Well, that's what it sounded like. Don't say, so what you saying to me, Father, and you're doing it in that loosey-goosey kind of a gay sound.
And no, I'm not. If you're saying that I'm mocking you, I'm not. I'm asking to be clarified on that point.
At what point do you need clarified?
The point that I need clarified is God wants us to throw the guns in the ocean so that when someone breaks into my house and they've got a gun...
Oh, you feel you've got to stop with that old saw. You know he's going with that saw about if someone breaks into my house. If someone breaks into my house, if someone ties my wife down, if someone ties... Are you going to say that?
Father...
Are you going to say that? You're going to say if someone ties my wife down. Are you going to say that?
Yes, I am. I'm going to say that.
Then let me tell you what you do. You're a man of God. You put your trust in God. You put your trust in God.
That is...
That's what you were about to call me an a-hole, weren't you?
No, I was not.
Yes, you were. You were going to say that's the advice of an a-hole. That's what you were going to say.
No, I was not, Father.
Yes, you were. Yes, you were. Phil, don't lie. You were going to say that's the advice of an a-hole. Because you don't agree. You think you should have a gun. And you see what a gun did. Take a look, Mr. Henry, at your gun. Look at what the gun did. Are you proud of that? Are the American people who believe in guns, are they proud of the gun? What the gun done? This is what we want more than anything else, the people of this country. Look at what the gun done. And don't let it be done again.
It sounds like you're giving your homily.
Well, you wanted me to speak honestly from the heart and speak as I feel Jesus might speak to us. And that's what I feel he would say.
All right, Father. I'm going to take a break here.
I know you take your break, and we're going to give a phone number or something, right?
Yes, sir, and we will take some calls.
I look forward to it very much.
All right. Father James McCord is with us from Belmar Academy. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Take all the guns and throw them in the ocean. That's the solution to the problem, according to Father James McQuarters. And he ought to know. He's a priest. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
I will not. I don't want to talk about
when we come back.
All right.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL. On the line with me is Father James McQuarters from Belmar Academy as we talk, and we've talked candidly, Father, about so many different issues and so many different, you know, so many different situations and environments that affect people. This shooting in Florida is a tragedy. My personal feeling is this was an irresponsible human being. This was some imbecile, as far as I'm concerned, who took this asinine law all the way to the nth degree, a guy who wasn't qualified to be any kind of a marshal or a security guy. You know, guns are supposed to be for self-defense, primarily in your own house.
Well, I have to tell you that you're making a good speech there, but you're so far afield of what the real problem is. You talk about guns and what they're for. I know what guns are for. I've seen the neighborhoods of the guns. And by the way, I want to make one point.
You've seen the neighborhoods of the guns.
I've been in these neighborhoods where they live by the gun. Yes, I have. Yes, I have. And if I went to those neighborhoods and I said to them, take all the guns and throw them in the bottom of the ocean, you know, I would have thousands of mothers that would hoist me onto their shoulders, and they'd say, Father James McQuarters for president. Father James McQuarters for president. But I want to make a point, because this comes up often when I'm on the radio programs or I go on the television programs, and I'm making a social point about a political point, something that needs to be said. And the people will often bring up this terrible child molestation scandal that the Catholic Church went through a number of years ago to try to sidetrack me or to try to use that as an argument against my points. I will not countenance that. I will not allow that to sidetrack the argument.
Father, I think that that's fair, but people are going to have their opinions.
I'm not going to talk to anybody that wants to bring up the child molestation, because that's their way of trying to get the moral high ground out from underneath me, and I'm not going to let that happen. So with that having been said, I've taken away the one weapon that most people are going to have against me, using the child molestations, and now I've got the high moral ground, and boy, I'll tell you, I feel like a dog and someone's thrown me fresh red meat.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Yeah, okay, Father. You know, we're talking here about something that is much more complex than just taking the guns and throwing them in the ocean.
Oh, you think so, huh?
Yeah, no, yeah, I do. I think so. 877-876-7445. Let's go over to Kip. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Father McQuarters, Kip.
Yes, Father. I tend to agree with the Father to a great degree. I think that our right to bear arms has changed. I mean, we take advantage of that right. And a kid dies, and then we get an idiot like your last guest. An idiot like your last guest making excuses. It's a gated, non-gated community. And
that's exactly correct. That's exactly correct.
If you want to bear arms, you got to be responsible. And people are not responsible. It's proven. This man's walking around why a mother's burying her dead son.
And he's walking around to the street. He's walking around like some, like God's own jackass, isn't he, walking around? And for
exactly.
all we know, the man still has his weapon on him. He still has his weapon.
Look, I don't disagree with you guys on that. I think the guy ought to be in jail, too.
Don't give me that, Phil. Because with your attitude and your belief system, Phil, the man, that's why he killed the man in the first place.
No, with my attitude, what are you talking about? I didn't even know Florida had this stupid law. Stand your ground. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard in my life.
It is. But the thing is we talk about our right to bear arms, but we're not people who bear arms aren't responsible. If you look at the number of deaths the kids die of, 85% to 95% of our murders committed with arms.
I ought to listen to this young man because what he's saying is true. They're killed with guns. And now you hear all of these hip-hop artists, don't you know? And I listen to this one punk. If I saw half of the hip-hop artists that I hear on the radio and they were standing in front of me, I'd slap their faces.
And well, which one are you talking about?
Oh, this punk, this Drake. All of the young boys and the girls listen to this man. And this young man, Lil Wayne. I'd slap their faces for the things they say about women and the guns that they carry. I'd slap their faces and I'd kick, and I even used the N-word one day. But because I'm a Catholic priest, I'm allowed to.
And because you're a Catholic priest,
you can use the N-word?
I'll tell you what. I saw these young black boys trying to act all tough, and I said, you two, nappy-headed, and I said, N. You get your butts off of this playground right now, because they were on the school.
How is that godly?
I'll tell you, because sometimes you have to pick up the sword.
I didn't use physical violence. Father, is that what God would say?
What did Jesus do with the money changers? What did he do with the money changers?
Oh, my goodness, this show is full of just interesting
Let me ask you this question. What did Jesus do with the money changers?
He picked them up and threw them out.
He physically ejected them from the synagogue, yes. And I told these two nappy
black people.
Well, I got to tell you, with all of the stuff that we've been going through, Father McCorders, for you to say you saw two black kids on the playground, they were not students?
No, they're not students. I knew they were not students.
Okay, and you said the first thing you said to them, you two nappy-headed ends.
That's right, and I grabbed them by the collar and I physically dragged them off at the playground.
It don't make I have any not had difference that. Than the guy who was in that gated community who made the same judgment that you're making right now. He saw a black kid, he assumed the worst, but he did something different than what you did. He shot the kid. He assumed the worst.
Isn't that the difference between me and him?
That white kid would still be alive today. But it was a black kid, so now he's dead.
Hold on for a minute. You're talking to a priest now.
Father, then you know what?
I'm a priest.
I want to tell you, I didn't pick up a gun
and I didn't shoot nobody. You see, that's the difference between me and the man down there in Florida. I have black students.
Let me ask you. You have black students.
Well, of course we've got black students.
Do you call them N?
If they're getting under my skin, I say, you two lousy, lazy N-words, get back into class.
Are you putting me on? I mean, what do their parents say?
This is a private college. This is a private college preparatory academy in Glendale, California. People are scratching and sniffing and doing all kinds of flips and twists to get their kids into this school. I can assure you.
Two black parents are doing flips and twists to get their kids into Belmar Academy, and there's a Catholic priest calling their kids the N-word.
You better believe it. And you know something? I say it with love. There's not a hint of racism in it, but it's still letting those boys know that I rule the roost.
So what do you call the white boys?
I'm the boss.
What do you call the white boys to that, Father?
I say you trash, you white cracker trash, or I'll call them an old face, something like that.
Really?
Okay. All right, listen, hey, I'm glad you hung on, Kip. It was good talking to you. Thank you, sir. Our number, 877-876-7445, is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Now, don't start talking like, oh, boy, we really got problems now. What is it with you?
Well, Father, I think you're moving this in a direction I didn't think it would go in. 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, baloney.
Phil Hendry.
You lousy, dirty...
Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And as you know, every night we're on live on Phil TV and HD. So if you want to watch our show as well as listen to it, watch how we perform the show, you can do that at philhendryshow.com and get a backstage pass and watch our live streaming video of the show at philhendryshow.com. Also, our thousands and thousands of hours of archived audio going back over a decade. Lots of stuff. We have our webisodes. And, of course, you can visit our souvenir shop as well. All kinds of cool stuff there. We got our Bobby Dooley keychains, which I totally forgot to mention when Bobby was here, so maybe we'll have her back. 877-876-PHIL. Father James McQuarters is on the line with us. We're going to get back to some phone calls. In the middle of all of this discussion, Father, about guns and this discussion about violence in Florida...
That is correct, yes.
You came out and said that while you are disciplining or otherwise getting kids to get off the playground or suspicious kids or...
And also, Phil, I'm dealing with my own students, and I want that to be made very clear now, because I know that you and some of your callers want to make a big issue out of Father McQuarters talking straight up to some of these young toughs. But when I want it to stick, I give it to them straight, and I give it to them dirty.
And but you're calling black kids the N-word.
And when I see them hanging around, like, and not just the ones that don't belong on the campus, but also some of our own, and the white kids too, I'll say the white trash that we've got in some of this trash can behavior, and the mothers that are on the methamphetamines and so on. And this is a Catholic a college preparatory school, Phil. We've got some wonderful children here. But we've also got, because of the fact that the diocese is generous with a great many of these families, we've got a great many families in our school that are suffering, you know, economically, and they can't afford it.
I understand.
And a lot of them, they've got the drug-addicted mothers, and they've got these drug-addict or alcoholic fathers. I've gone down to some of their homes. And I've said straight up to these fathers, I've said that you're a disgrace to your family, you dirty, filthy alcoholic. And that's what you are, and I say this to them. And I say to them, you're a dirty, white trash, alcoholic piece of garbage. And if I wasn't a Catholic priest, I'd kick your you-know-whats, and I use some very choice language, Phil. I'd kick them right up into your mouth, have you open your mouth, so I could count them. You know, I get into some real language with them.
Okay, so you're getting tough with the fathers, and what has any of them challenged you to a fight?
They wouldn't dare. I'm a priest, and I can't. I have the cross of Jesus Christ around my neck. They wouldn't dare lay a hand on me.
877-876-PHIL is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I don't know that you're going to be able to get away with... you know, you can talk about white this, white, but when you start in with the N-word. Anyway, let's talk to Kenny here. Kenny, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Father James McQuarters. Go ahead.
Phil, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Father, you claim to use the N-word.
That's correct.
Let me explain something to you. You cannot have a child of mine in your presence, you teaching them, and they come to me and say that you've used the N-word to them, that's unacceptable. And for you to say that no parent has come to you and not used any kind of force or anything to you, I believe you're lying. Because, sir, if a child of mine has come to me and you said that...
I told these kids... You better get your black, you know what, in gear.
Did you use the N-word?
That cross, around your neck, a knot, God forgive me, but I'd whoop your ass.
You'd burn in hell. Then you'd burn in hell.
Are you happy to burn in hell? You're the one that's
going to burn in hell for taking a violent action against God's own representative on this earth.
You're going to burn in hell for using the N-word. For using a word in love.
And I use that word in love. I use that word to love that child.
Sir, you
I use that word to love that child.
Why would you use that word to love that child?
That child knows only one thing. He knows the street. And he understands the language of the street. So I'll tell it, I give it to him good and dirty when I want it to stick.
When you use a word like that, Father, knowing, and you know, you don't come from this country. And
oh, don't give me that Irish stuff.
I'm going to give it to you. You don't come from this country. You don't know. I was in Canada. I heard my cousins whip that word out. I said, boy, you can't do that in the States, because in our country, it's an exclusive word, and it is recognized as such by all races, white, black, whoever, and we are very ginger when that word is applied.
Well, I give it to them good and dirty.
Well, you did you hear what this man said? He'd kick your ass.
These children must be infants that you're using this word to, because no teenage, a young black adult is going to allow you to use that word toward them. Not without whooping your ass. You're lying.
If they love me and they know what Belmar Academy can do for them,
and you use the word, I would still love you, but I would put a good old-fashioned ghetto ass whooping on you, that's for sure.
And let me ask you something now. If I called a baby, if I looked down into a crib and I looked at a little black infant child and I said, why, you lousy N-word, you'd still kick my ass, wouldn't you?
Let me put it to you in ghetto terms.
What the hell?
This guy's a fraud. Hey, you know what? When you get through talking to
I love the fact that you called me a fraud. And I've got you laughing.
When you get off this show with Bill, I know you're going to go and smoke your pot of herb. So let me tell you something. If it was my infant and you said it, let me give you in ghetto terms. I'd kick your white ass, okay?
In other words, you'd kick my ass, even though the little baby didn't even understand a word I said. You'd beat my ass.
I'd say with love,
and I'd say this with love in my heart. I'd say, Kenny, you lousy N-word, if you...
Oh, come on.
You know, Phil, I've been in the worst neighborhoods in this country. And
That doesn't mean anything to me. I mean, there's a lot of people that go a lot of places, Father. I agree with Kenny. I don't think you really say the N-word.
Oh, well, now, get a load of Sherlock Holmes. And what are you, Kenny? Are you Mr. Watson? He just hung up, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
So you're calling me a liar, is that it?
I don't think you use that word. You can apply it any way you want.
You're saying I'm full of it, aren't you? You're saying old Father James McQuarters is trying to yank it. Trying to yank it free, isn't he? Is that what you're saying? I'm trying to yank it free? I'm trying to get my hand up there and pull it free? And
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just saying that I agree with that gentleman. If you use the N-word around black parents in this country, regardless of the level of education that they are getting, there would be hell to pay. There'd be an awful lot of grief. Here is Chris on the Phil Hendry Show. Chris, go ahead, please.
Hey, Phil, thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir.
What I wanted to ask Father James is you know, let's assume that you take all the guns and you throw them into the ocean.
Thank you for bringing it back on point, by the way.
Well, you're the guy that took it off point with the N-word.
Okay, let's assume that, you know, the government passed laws, you know, to get rid of all the guns. Now what? Now what are you going to do?
Your
country, where you come from, guns are, you know, the general population, they're not allowed to have guns. You know,
You're talking about Ireland.
Right.
You're talking about Ireland.
Yeah, and you know,
what do you mean we're not allowed to have guns? Of course we're allowed to have guns, but we're limited to the kind of gun we're limited to, long guns. You have to understand something first off, Chris. This is a country of hunters. Ireland has a great many men and women that hunt, and so you can't realistically say you can't have guns, but you're allowed a certain kind of gun.
You're not allowed handguns?
You're not allowed to have a handgun. You can have your long gun. You can have your shotguns. Is that not good enough?
But you can't have assault rifles and pistols and stuff like that.
Assault rifles? For goodness sakes, Do you know that we had the IRA in the north of our country for so many years? Do you know what an assault rifle means if you bring up an assault rifle in Ireland? You know what that means? That means real death, my boy. That means lots of people killed. And we had a full revolution in the north of the country, and all it did was kill people. Just kill people. That's all it did.
Well,
and those I almost said the N-word. I was going to talk about the British soldiers. And
oh, that's real nice.
Back before, I mean, I believe that if you took away all the guns that mankind would revert back to using more primitive weapons.
I want to use the N-word so bad.
I agree with you, Chris. So if we don't have guns, in other words, what you were saying was bows and arrows, knives.
What are you guys talking about?
What do you mean, what are we talking about? The human race is violent. If you take away guns, you're going to have stabbings. You know, Canada's got a very strict gun control. That didn't keep that guy from severing that dude's head.
What? Now, what are you smoking now?
What am I smoking? There was a guy in Canada that assaulted a man on a bus and decapitated him.
That's bullcrap.
No, it's not bullcrap. I'll find the story.
You know, Phil, you find the most gruesome crimes that you can think of, and you bring them up at a time like this and get everybody's mind blown. You blew everyone's mind out there with that bullcrap.
It's not bullcrap. You know what, Father? You know,
What do you want, Chris? This is Father McWhorter. What do you want?
I'm trying to, bring some rationality back to the conversation.
You're trying to freshen it up. I understand. You want to get some fresh perspective on this, and I understand that.
Right. You know, the first recorded murder, Cain killed his brother. He used a stone in the field, you know. And the thing is that if you want to kill somebody bad enough,
you're bringing the Bible. Well, you're using the Bible in a way that I don't think is fair, because you're using the Bible in a way that is making my argument.
He's using the Bible in a literal way that's making your argument sound like garbage. In other words, he's using the Bible in a good way.
Mr. Henry, if you want, I'll just go ahead and mail my collar to you, and you can be the priest for a night.
Well, I think what Chris did was he used the Bible in a perfectly good way. He said the first murder that we know of in the Bible was a guy killing his brother with a rock, not a gun. All right. With that having been said, Chris, good job. Thank you very much, sir, for your call tonight. 877-876-PHIL.
Hold on for a minute. You're not going to actually...
Yeah, I'm actually going to. 877-876-7445. We'll be right back. It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, welcome back. You're the world famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL. We're online at philhendryshow.com. We have our news and information hour coming up next. And we're getting ready to draw another winner of a free backstage pass. It'll take place at the end of this month, a free backstage pass for April. And if you want to register for a free backstage pass, all you have to do is go to Phil Hendry Show. Go to our Twitter account, which is twitter.com/Phil Hendry Show and hashtag Phil Hendry. Or go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Phil Hendry Fans, P-H-A-N-S, and like our Facebook page. And then we draw from all of you guys who have recently hashtagged or liked. Father James McWhorter's on the line with us. Always a interesting time with you, Father, as you talk about your homilies and the things that you believe and the things that you talk about, and you've gotten quite a few people angry, you know.
Well, you know, Phil, I don't want to make anyone angry, but, when you're dealing with some of these rough kids... And
I understand if you're dealing with some of these rough kids, but the word is an explosive word. It's a word of, people don't like the word.
Well, I'll tell you something. I don't like the word either. But I always say to my black students, listen, you don't like Father McWhorter's calling you the N-word, then you're more than welcome to go ahead. You can call me anything you want. And I've had these kids, they say, so Father McWhorter, you're saying that we could call you anything? I said, yes. And I've had them call me a shanty, Mick, you name it, some horse this and child molesting that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you said you didn't want to bring that up.
No, I'm bringing it up as an example of what they get to call me. They'll call me an old whore.
You're telling me on a college prep campus.
I'm saying on a college with some of the students, that some of my black students that I've called the N-word, I'll say, now you go ahead and call me some old flouncing, I'll say it, some old queer.
I don't believe it.
What is it with you and these? I don't believe it. Why don't you believe it?
Because it doesn't sound like anything a sane educator would do.
I happen to pride myself on being an educator who thinks outside the box. And when it comes to birth control and when it comes to abortion, Rick Santorum ought to think outside the box, too. Get it?
You know, Father, your jokes are not funny.
They're not funny, huh?
No, they're not funny.
What a pain in the ass.
What's that?
Nothing.
What did you say?
I didn't say anything.
877-876-7445. Let me go over here to another gentleman. This is Tori. Hi, Tori. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Father James McQuarters.
Yeah, I was listening to the show, and, you know, I don't sound like the Antichrist, but you're preaching the same message of negativity that the guy down there in Florida has in his heart, you know, far as, you know, you... Especially with the black kids, when you reference the black kids and call them N-word, you got to understand, Father, and, you know, I hope you are a father, you know, and not some guy that claims to be a priest. You could be a fool tomorrow.
I'm a Catholic priest. I'm a Catholic priest educated at seminary in Meath County in Ireland. And if you don't believe me, you can go to the Diocese of Los Angeles and look that up.
But, okay, you're saying these to young kids. Your mind is fully generated, I'm pretty sure. And I'm a 29-year-old black male, and some of the things you were saying are just mind-boggling. You're a grown man. You're a priest. You have been through. So your mind is developed to handle certain situations out here in this world we call America, in this nation we call America. Those young kids that you're claiming you're disrespecting, white and black, their minds are still growing and developing. They don't understand the ramification of using those words. So when your white kids hear you saying that, they'll try to go out and emulate you on the playground and say, well, the priest said it, it should be okay for me to say it, which is false. Those guys are going to get in so much trouble for using that word. And that word has been, you can call any black person any name other than that word. That word immediately sparks controversy. It can bring up anger. That word is just so to be eradicated with the black race and every other race. No one should use that word.
What about the times when I say it in friendship? I'll say to a couple of kids, "Hey, you two N-words, let's go get some hamburgers."
There's no other way to say that, priest. You have to say, "Hey, you guys, you kids." There are other words to use.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys want to? You do not have to use the N-word. The N-word is trying to get, we have powerful black leaders that are trying to take the N-word out of the black communities, not some white priest, you know, to tell these kids, hey.
I'm not white. I'm not white. No, hold on. I'm not white. I'm not white. I'm Irish.
Whatever race you are, Father. You know,
I'm not white. You are white. Yes, he's white.
No, I'm not white.
You? What do you mean you're not white?
I'm Irish.
Oh, get out of here. You're white.
I'm not a white American.
Well, whatever you are, priest, whatever you are, you shouldn't be preaching that message of you can use, like Phil saying, the freedom of speech is not free. There's a price to pay after you run your mouth or after you say some things that you had no business saying in the first place. There's a repercussions in place.
What about the time I called up the parents of this one boy, both of them black parents, and I said, I need you two N-words down here for a teacher conference. And I laughed.
Hey, baby. Father, you said that, Father. I hope every black person that is enrolled with your academy, hopefully they can find some other means of being educated than have to go through your academy, through your preparatory school for college. Because once they get to the college level, if they take that same attitude of we can say what we want to say because the priest says it's okay, they're going to be in a world.
I'm trying to relate.
They're just not going to make it. And I'm so I'm an educated man. I take pride in my education. I'm not even upset if you do this, priest, because that is your own, that will be your own downfall. I don't even use that word. I'm a black 29-year-old male. And I told the kids,
I said, call me anything you want. They've called me some old flouncy queer.
Boy, that is disrespectful.
Please, that
yeah,
is disrespectful. You being a grown man, your brain is fully developed. You can take criticism. You can take constructive criticism. And you know that it's only that. Those kids, their mind are still developing. They are still learning. And if they take that attitude that they can... they can go about the world and say anything and everything to certain race.
I apologize then. I apologize. But I said to the lady when I said, hey, Aunt Jemima, and I was saying it as a joke. And
well, who was this?
One of the mothers. One of the,
that is the most, that is the most, that
it's
is the most
disrespectful.
Use that word
yeah, yeah. Yeah. We got to take a break. I appreciate the call, Tori, very much. This is the world famous Phil Henry Show. News and Information Hour coming up next.
Oh, why didn't you cry me a river? Listen to you. We're going to make a Phil Henry Show. Why don't you cry me a river? Hey, Bill.
What? What?
Big city, set me loose and set me free.
Phil Henry.
I'm tired.